Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. A Palestinian youth dies of wounds he sustained earlier in the week, and Israeli troops demolish one home and injure civilians during invasions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli medical sources have reported Wednesday that a Palestinian who was seriously injured in the Jerusalem bus bombing on Monday evening died on Wednesday from his wounds. Hamas claimed responsibility and said that the Palestinian was behind the attack. The Palestinian Health Ministry said that the Palestinian has been identified as Abdul Hamid Abu Surur from the Aida refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. The bombing led to 21 injuries, while three of them, including Abu Surur, suffered moderate to severe wounds. Following the blast, Israel deemed the incident as an attack, issued a gag order on the details, and launched an investigation. According to a spokesperson of the Sha'ar Tzedek Israeli Hospital, the Palestinian lost both of his legs in the bombing and was severely burned. Doctors conducted surgery but were unable to save his life. In other news, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn Kalandi refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem, demolished one home and injured at least 8 Palestinians, including 3 with live fire. One of the wounded was among the abducted residents. The soldiers surrounded the home of Hussein Abu Ghosh, 17, forced the family out and demolished the property's inner walls, rendering it unfit for living. Abu Ghosh was killed by the army, along with another Palestinian, on January 26, 2016, after stabbing an Israeli settler woman to death. Moreover, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that Israeli soldiers kidnapped at least 41 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, including Jerusalem, in excessive invasions into Palestinian communities and violent searches of homes. 25 Palestinians, including 8 children, were kidnapped by Israeli troops in massive invasions and searches of homes in occupied Jerusalem alone. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, April 20th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Bassam Bannoura.